Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Deadline in the books. Teams made some moves, including the Detroit Lions. John, take us through your top six teams.
Well, here is just a little peek back at last week, right? It was the first week that Detroit took the number one spot over Kansas City. Buffalo was there at three. Green Bay, obviously, we know what happened there. They were at four. Houston, interesting case study here in Houston. They were at five. Baltimore was the first time I had put a three-loss team in the top six. Those on the outside looking in were Pittsburgh, Philly, Minnesota, Washington, all of them with two losses. So this week, now we're starting to get to the time of the season where, yes, there are teams that have three losses that we're going to be talking about. There's going to be teams that have four or five losses down the road. The Lions may never reach that level of decimation at 14-3, or as Jim Costa wants to think, 15-2. But the teams that are on the outside looking in, yes, Houston, the loss to the Jets, bad loss, bad look. Offense has struggled at different times. Yeah, they didn't have Nico Collins, but they're on the outside looking in. So it opens up a spot in the top six. Green Bay, 6-3. Again, they were in that top six, so it opens up another spot. Who could that possibly be that's jumped up into the top six? Minnesota, the Chargers. The first time I have mentioned the Chargers in some time, and they're playing that last place schedule. They have losses to the best teams that they've played, the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals. Wins against the Raiders, the Panthers, the Broncos, the Saints, and the Browns. So not a lot. It's just one, hey, keep an eye on them. They're still on the outside looking in. They're working their way up. Pittsburgh, a two-loss team that is, if I was going to rank all the way past six, I would probably put them at seven because they actually do lead their division. Yet I've got Baltimore with three losses still in the top six. So number six, making an appearance since I believe week one, Philly.
There you go.
Got him in. I know that was your big, you had a problem with that last week,
yes,
didn't you?
Yeah.
So surprised they didn't add at the deadline. Howie Roseman, one of those guys that seems to always find salary cap space, that seems to find a way to continue to get better. I'm curious, the concept there, are they thinking, maybe we're not all in, we're just having a really nice season, and I don't want to hamstring the next coach? Sirianni, I think, even at 6-2, it's on the hot seat last year. It's going to probably be on the hot seat again. Washington comes in at number five. And here's where we're going to get into the separation part of the schedule. All right, they've played nine games. They haven't had their bye week. The next couple of weeks, they play the Steelers. They host them, and then they play at Philadelphia. So judgment day is coming for Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. And if they pass those tests, they're going to only continue to move up.
They got to play each other twice still this season, Philly right. And Washington.
A lot of division games haven't happened. I mean, like, we haven't played the Bears. No one's shaking in their boots there. They don't even have players that play the entire game. So number four, Buffalo. And Buffalo dropped from three. They've got a four-game lead in their division, which is unbelievable. They could actually clinch their division the first week of December. That's how bad that division is. And just, you know, looking at the division, they've got obviously the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Patriots. It's a horrible division. But they're a team that is, you know, continuing to play well. Josh Allen in the conversation for MVP. Baltimore comes in at number three. Nothing in this win other than they recovered from a really bad loss to the Browns. Lamar Jackson, this is going to be a conversation we're going to be having over the remainder of the season. How do you pick an MVP? Is it wins? It's Jared Goff. Is it numbers? Is it just simply they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him? And I don't know how you decipher that between Goff and the Lions and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, but he is a passer rating of 120. Highest passer rating that he's had in his career. His numbers are off the charts, but they come in at number three. Kansas City remains at two, and I was in between the whole flip-flop of Detroit and Kansas City. I think Detroit stays at number one, obviously. Best offense in the NFL. They've been able to win without adding now that they have added, and that's a projection for next week. So we'll see what it means for next week. But as it stands right now, KC added DeAndre Hopkins, but they needed overtime heroics from their offense to be able to win against a team in Tampa Bay that, yes, the Detroit Lions lost to earlier in the season, but they have been absolutely decimated by injuries. I was shocked that Tampa was even in this game because of Kansas City's defense, because of the injuries that Tampa's had, but Detroit stays at number one for obvious reasons. All three phases, offense, defense, special teams, they have been the best, most well-rounded team in the NFL.
Okay, so when we do this, there's an element of projection, but there's also just going by what's happened so far. And last week we discussed this. Kansas City has not lost, which is why from a power ranking standpoint, I would put them number one. Where it gets dicey is, do I think Detroit is the better team? Yes, but that's projection. And that's where this gets into the methodology. Do you want to say, I think this team will win a future game?
I don't think it's a projection that they're the better team. I think it's... They have to go out and do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City's still undefeated.
But the reason you put Baltimore as high as three, they have three losses.
Right.
They beat Buffalo head-to-head, which I can respect.
We're not counting Buffalo. Baltimore has three more losses than Kansas City, and they're the third team in the rankings. I would put Baltimore three because I'm seeing this more like John, where I would put the Lions one. The only difference I have this week is I'd flip-flop Philly and Washington. I think Philly's better. I think they're a better total team. Offense is pretty high in the yardage in the league, but defense is quite a bit better than Washington's.
Buffalo is going to have a big say in this, not only how much they move up, but they're going to play Kansas City in a couple weeks, and they're going to face Detroit later this season.
Yeah.
Buffalo could end up playing themselves to the one spot in this or decide based on who beats them between Detroit and Kansas City, who definitively is the number one team in the NFL.
Buffalo is also going to have a say in not just the power rankings, but who gets the number one seed in the NFC, because I mean that they'll play the Niners. Not that they're in it, but it could be one that knocks the Niners out. They play the Rams. Obviously, they play the Lions. They're going to have an opportunity to solidify themselves as a really good team, because I do think that even though the Niners are not a great team right now, they have a lot of wins. They are starting to get healthy, and I have no idea what McCaffrey is doing.
I'm going to be fat. I think it's one of the stories of the second half of the season is what do the Niners become?
Right.
Are they ready? Are they going to go on one of these roles, which they have a couple times in the past? I know one of their last two seasons, they were 3-4 and they ended up with only 4 or 5 losses. So, you know, they've got the ability to do that. Do they have one last oomph? Because they're the team right now that I would say is sitting outside the top 12, but could jump up, skyrocket.
Yeah. But that's where I think the Bills, they could put one of the final nails in the coffin for the Niners.
So who do you take serious out of the six, I think, that are you could make a case for but are out? We all agree. Green Bay, Minnesota, Chargers, Pittsburgh, Houston, Atlanta.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I take Houston seriously. I want to see what they look like when Nico Collins gets back, but I think they got a good coach. They got a good defense. I think Stroud is in that sophomore slump, but is better than the way he's played this season. I would circle Houston as a team that's still got a strong second half in them. Chargers, I think there's a great note about the schedule. I think they're still going to end up winning 10 games. They're going to get in the playoffs. Probably not power surge material, but a playoff team.
It's funny. Have I completely disrespected Atlanta? Because
oh, yeah, you did. That's the team that needs to be mentioned.
I didn't even talk about them because I don't respect them.
They seem an awful lot like the Minnesota Vikings 2 years ago, where they're a fortune of the timing of their schedule. When they played real good teams, they lost to them. They caught Tampa in a couple shootouts. I don't know how they won the first one when Tampa was healthy. Now Tampa is falling apart because the injuries are just eating them up.
No, but hold on. They beat Philly, who is in the power surge. So you can't say they haven't beat anybody this season.
Lost to Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
Kansas City was a close game, by the way, right?
That counts?
No, I'm just saying, but if... You said like, oh, they blew them out. I mean, they stood tall in that spot. Their losses this year.
Seahawks,
a bad loss. Pittsburgh, who we haven't mentioned either.
Oh, I mentioned them.
Right. But we haven't discussed it.
Right.
And Kansas City.
So which division is worse? The AFC East, where the Bills could lock everything up. They've got a 4-game lead on the division now. And I know Miami's been hurt by injuries, but Miami was in desperation mode when they played the Bills this weekend. Or is it the NFC South? Because, again, injuries to Tampa, but Carolina and New Orleans? Dumpster fires.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. You made the question, and I know we'll talk about it in the second half of the season, Lamar versus Goff.
Yeah.
To me, the MVP is not a team award. It's an individual award. Lamar's thrown more touchdowns, few interceptions, more 30-yard plays, more 40-yard plays.
It also... It's most valuable to your team.
So if Lamar was in Detroit, would they also be 7-1? Because I think they would. And I don't think the Ravens would be, what are they, 6-3?
But you're starting to mix up and mix and match too many pieces. It's where they are now and the team that they are with.
You know, one last note on this, the Chargers. I'm so interested to see what Harbaugh does with this team in the second half because they're playing good defense. They're running the football, and he's got a better quarterback, I think, than he had when he did it the first year with San Francisco.
Oh, yep. There's no question.
Yep. And I think he's going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Absolutely will be. It's a power surge. It's 97-1.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.